A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and he carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. He sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor, because he speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. Marcus Tullius Cicero. Let me cut to the chase here. If what was happening in this country was happening in a foreign country, the people in this country would have called for military strikes as well as an all-out manhunt pertaining to the dictators that were guilty of the very same things that America has allowed this administration to get away with. Yet, because it's happening here, the people have somehow deceived themselves into believing that what they have allowed is not as bad as what is happening over in third world countries. And what is even worse is that as long as there are smiles and the reciting of the word Constitution and the word God, the American people are set at ease only to set themselves up for the next act of treason. But as long as the dictator smiles... I was humored the other day when an individual said to me, "Bradley, you're so bold and so harsh at times." I said, "Really? It is the command of God concerning the church to warn the people that the house of sin is on fire and that they need to get out lest they perish." I reminded this person that the word of the Lord is like a fire, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. The end result is hopefully to bring forth repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. The church is to magnify God's law. Well, the Holy Ghost comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Oh, how little of the character of Jesus Christ do men in America relate or identify with today. They are much like Jesus' disciples. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, "Who do men say that I am?" And they answered, "John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others, one of the prophets, George Whitefield, the Great Awakening field preacher, said, "It is a poor sermon that gives no offense, that neither makes the hearer displeased with himself nor with the preacher." I went on to tell the individual that I was speaking with that, on the contrary, the people in this country have been so conditioned to believe that the one who sets the house on fire encourages and acts out transgressions against God's and America's constitutional laws, endangering all within, figuratively speaking, while flattering, lying, smiling, and kissing up about the state of the country, is somehow the individual that is the one who is looking out for the good of the people within. Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus Christ with a kiss. No, these are the characteristics of how dictators act. They destroy through policy and prosper by craft. They magnify themselves in their own hearts, and by false peace they destroy many. They even stand up against the Prince of Princes, and at length shall be broken without hand. Amen. As a matter of fact, Proverbs 26 verse 28 says, "A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin." This only takes place when a people throw off God's law and America's founding documents and give a free hand to the destroyer. This is a point no one can deny in America today. Furthermore, dictators have a smile on their faces as they go along not to offend but to appease. That is, until in the transcending mode he gets to power. Then he can dictate by force. I finally communicated to the individual that I was speaking to, "You fail to understand that through the rule of force will bring forth war, and the rule of law brings forth peace. See, I mean to warn you to get back to God's government so it does not come to that." President James Buchanan.
B
bbsradio.com.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I just got someone sending me over some information from the comedian George Garland. Or is it Carlin? I don't know his last name. I just know it's a Garland. I believe it's Carlin now that I think about it. But with that said, they just sent over The American Dream, and it's about, I think, 5 minutes long. If you haven't seen it, folks, it's interesting. If you don't want to listen to it from a preacher, listen to it from a comedian. Because he said, for anybody to believe what's going on right now, you have to be asleep. And it's interesting and ironic that he would say that, because the Lord's using him in spite of himself, like he did the donkey when he spoke to Balaam. And I'm saying that for the very reason that when you look at Matthew 13:25, it says, while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. When you put a Barack Obama in office, what happens? Everybody's awake. When you put a Joe Biden in office, what happens? Everybody's awake. When you tell everybody exactly what they want to hear and you put him in office, what do? They go back to sleep. And it's exactly what's happening. We are in very dangerous times. I'm thinking of Daniel 8:25 right now. I'm just going to go there really quick. And in the meantime, I want you to hear this and tell me if this isn't applicable as to what, in fact, is taking place today. Those that have their eyes open, those that have their ears open, those that can see and those that can hear, in contrast, Jeremiah 5:21. It says, through his cunning, it says, he shall cause deceit to prosper under his rule. And through his policy, this is the King James Version, and through his policy, you have policies that are undermining the Constitution because the people don't know the law of the land. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. It's the first and last mistake that they're making. Folks, the more that they think that they're moving into control, that all power is now under their control, the closer we are to seeing the Lord coming back and dealing with the men that think they're having their way. They don't understand that the Lord is having his way through all men, both good, bad, and ugly, both good, bad, and indifferent. It matters not. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar was in his hand to use what? Judgments upon his people that refused to take heed to him. And then at the end of the day, we see what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. And it goes on with any other man, because the Bible says the king's heart or men are merely in his hand, and he can turn them whithersoever he wills. America's under judgment right now, and nobody can get beyond that. This is irrefutable as to what we're talking about here today. I do want to let you know, I'm going to show you some videos right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, please do, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And how is it, folks, that that's the case? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We have the mind of Christ here. The Lord gives us a new mind as we're renewed day by day. All things old have passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17, all things have become new, right? And so on and so forth. With that, I think it's only befitting to go ahead and open up the show with a couple videos here. And this just happens to be one that has eaten the fruit of the father of the vaccine. I know people want to go ahead and try to justify the father of the vaccine, but apparently these people have forgotten the last 3.5-4 years of their lives. It was because the father of the vaccine opening the floodgates of big pharma and corruption in federal and state governments in attacking their own people that you suffered such abuse. I also want you to remember, friends, that over 20 million people are dead because of the experimental shot. And his oppressors today are elated that they're driving him back right into the people's office so they can do it again. Well, some say, well, Bradley, he didn't know. He was ill-advised, like Alex Newman told us the other day. Ill-advised? That's interesting. Ill-advised, yet he's on the presidential campaign trail telling all of his supporters and his worshipers, Acts 12:22, to do what? To go out there and get the vaccination. Isn't that interesting? He was ill-advised, but he keeps pushing the same agenda. Why is that, friends? You're going to have to think about what's going on, folks, because at the end of the day, you're the one paying the price. I want you to check this out.
That he died of natural causes. What's your reaction to that?
He didn't die of natural causes. I mean, when he passed, obviously the shock for my wife and I and his three sisters, we let this play out. We knew, hopefully, that they wouldn't find anything bad in his body with drugs or fentanyl or everything else that's killing everybody these days. And they didn't. And then when they did the autopsy and they found out that his heart was double the size and it was damaged to the point where they thought it was somebody that smoked their whole life and was 70-year-old to 75-year-old person. I mean, we knew. We have no doubt in our mind that was the contributing factor to his passing. And honestly, it's hard to swallow.
Yep, there it is, folks. So another kid dies. The parents know all the well as to what it's contributed to. And they're watching the spin doctors go ahead and tuck it right under the carpet again to act as if the people don't already know, in fact, what is happening. I wanted to show you what's happening in Idaho right now in response. An Idaho health department isn't allowed to give COVID-19 vaccines anymore. Experts say it's a first. Well, you know what? Praise God somebody's paying attention, because the Lord told us not to mix seed in the first place. Why? Because when you look at Leviticus 17:11 and 19:19, what does it say, friends? That the life is in the flesh. Where? In the blood. And if you look at John 10:10, where's the enemy going to destroy? He wants to get into the bloodstream, right? He wants the bloodstream, because in the blood is the life. What does he want to do? He wants to poison the bloodstream. And again, what's happening, friends, are people are waking up, but the worshipers are going back to sleep, acting and suggesting to the others that, listen, you know, it wasn't his fault. He had no idea what he was doing in any sense of the word. And they're ushering him right back into the people's house again to do it all over again. He never stopped suggesting to his followers, friends, to get the shots. And again, to suggest that you're going to be a little cheerleader for such an individual, you better buckle your seat, friend, because as I said yesterday, and I say again, and I don't care how obstinate or how godless you are, the bottom line is what you allow him to sow, you're going to go ahead and reap right along with him. Don't doubt the word of God in any sense of the word. That's why the message is repent, and that applies to all of us. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience, the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, would love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I wanted to get you caught up on a couple events that are taking place. I believe I brought this up to you in the past, but I need to bring it up again because it is that pertinent. Folks, you're under attack by your said representative government. As you can see, so is the Word of God, which I am absolutely humored by. Dangerous, dangerous business, man. Dangerous business. If you have not read the Fox's Book of Martyrs, you need to understand that all politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction. A tyrant, a very well-known tyrant. Well, some people called him a tyrant. Others praised him. And I'm talking about Napoleon Bonaparte. Remember that guy? He said the Bible is no more. It's no mere book. The Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature that has a power that conquers all that oppose it. You better bet your bottom dollars that's the case. I was just over at a friend's house the other day. We were getting some oil changed on a vehicle of ours. And interestingly enough, I noticed he had an anvil there. It was a perfect anvil. And it was kind of bizarre to me because I've never seen one like that in person in his workshop. And I said, you know what? When you look at this anvil, I said, hey, guy, that's the church. Where's your hammer? He brings the hammer, shows me the hammer. I said, that's what's changed out. It's never the anvil, the church. It's always the hammer, the world, isn't it? Yep. And if we can't learn from that, folks, I don't know what we need to learn from. The Romans found out when they did not submit to the meek King of Glory. His name is Jesus Christ. He's alive forevermore. He's not on that cross. He sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father, even now as I'm bringing forth his name. And he's alive forevermore. And I'm just here to tell you that, folks, when a government and a people refuse his headship, destruction ensues. And it's exactly where we're at. We're talking about today concerning the show, the first, the last mistake was to make men their king. And it's exactly what they did under the Caesars during the Roman Empire days. And how did that all come to an end? How did the house of cards fall down? It's because they refused to dictate, or I'm sorry, to rule as a theocracy, because every country is a theocracy, to rule by the word of God. That's what they failed to do. And because of it, it destroyed themselves, as is any other country. Folks, that's how they rule the roost. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I know people that think they know what they're talking about when they say, Bradley, America is not a theocracy. I'm here to tell you that every country is a theocracy. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-between. That's absolutely scriptural. It's absolutely the truth. Ask countries where the rule of God's word is not in place, how it works out for them. Guess who rules the roost in those particular cases? Dictators, despots, demigods, those that think they're above God's law, which it's just a matter of time before the Lord strikes them down to as well. Go ahead and read Isaiah 14:12 when you get a moment as well, friends, because it is applicable. But did anybody hear, for those that don't know, Congress is the voice of the people. Congress, they are the said representatives of this limited government who operate through authority that we give unto them called delegated authority. Did anybody watching, anybody listening, give authority to Congress to go ahead and remove parts of the Bible? Here, I want to go ahead and say that, well, you might respond with, Bradley, absolutely not, we didn't. Well, they're doing it anyways, and they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, so it's time for you to stand up and let those people know that you never gave them authority to do so in the first place. Dangerous business. Isn't it interesting, as I've said 1,000 times on this show, what our forefathers established through the branch of David concerning the righteous that the Lord established through judgment in this country, also talk to James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, because justice is what predicates and what is premised upon us as a government in this people that remain free. That's why you see Moses in the Ten Commandments, and below it, it says justice, the guardian of liberty, above the heads of those 9 unelected black-robed tyrants that rule as unto those that will be ruled by them in Washington, D.C., but it's interesting to know, folks, that when you look at what's going on here, the only thing that you have to look forward to now are the coming judgments to sit back and tolerate this nonsense. Folks, they're working to undo everything our forefathers established. Is anybody paying attention to this? What you just seen happen over the last couple days, you've seen through the unconstitutional RNC removing abortion and homosexuality. How many times have I told you over the last 20 years that these devils, that are these minions of hell, John 8:44, are doing everything in their power to create a world without God? I am here to tell you, if I stand here all by myself, Psalm 27, the way that David did, and war arises in this, I will be confident in the very thing that you will not win. It is a war that you will lose, and you can rest assured of it. It's a war that you will lose. He who spits against heaven will surely fall upon his own back, and that applies not only to individuals, but also to countries as well. Let me go over to Revelation 22:18. Listen carefully. For I testify unto every man. Guess what every means? Every. All of us. I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Anybody want to go ahead and dare the justice of God? Because by giving a free hand to this nonsense, friends, that's exactly what you're doing as accomplices. You're going along with them by allowing them to do what is unconstitutional, therefore rendering them as criminals. Why? Because they're transgressing God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. And if you don't deal with them as such by removing them and prosecuting them, they're only going to be what? They're going to be encouraged to go ahead and do it all the more the next time around. And that's what they're doing. Want to bring up another point before we get to the main topic. Fastest hour on national radio, of course. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I don't know where people are getting off that Elon Musk is your friend. People are talking about how they're seeing Elon Musk hanging out with the likes of Donald Trump. Of course, because they're promoting Elon Musk right now, along with the agenda that they're going to attempt to push. Elon Musk is a Satanist. If you want to go ahead and cross-check me, for the sake of time, is not going to, nor am I going to pull it up again so you can see it for the 15,000th time, because you didn't see it the first 15,000 times that I showed it to you, or you didn't hear it the first 15,000 times that I said it to you. He's a Satanist. Look at his Halloween costume from 2 years ago. Do a little research on his wife. I will tell you what I'll bring up. I will bring up Grimes. You guys all know who Grimes is, right? Grimes is the witch that Elon Musk has children with. I don't know if you're aware of this. Oh, did I say anything about his mother? You need to understand that his mother is a globalist. Go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you along with that as well. But again, I do want you to see Elon Musk's witch, because that's what she calls herself. This is Elon Musk's mother, the mother of his children, I should say. Grimes, her name is. Let's just go down to Grimes so you can see who she is for a moment, because I know the mainstream media is promoting him. I know that they're selling him to you as another savior to the world. But is anybody paying attention to the fact that all around the circle of Elon Musk, he has nothing but a bunch of occultists and Satanists and witches around him? Is this a cause for alarm? Well, I would think so. I would definitely think so. Here's the mother of Elon Musk's children. Her name is Grimes, and she calls herself a witch. Okay, what part of that didn't you get it? Oh, the conservative narrative, Fox News, and all of their little useful idiots over there. They never said anything negative about Elon Musk. Of course not. They serve the likes of Elon Musk in their golden calf. Read Exodus chapter 22. Are you people kidding me? This is the guy that they're promoting right now that wants to put a chip in the back of your head so he can monitor you worldwide. Or are you not aware of that? This is the guy that wants to go to Mars. I think he's already there mentally. But the fact of the matter is he wants to go to Mars and start something up there. You mean you want to start trouble up there? Well, first of all, it's never going to happen. Remember the Tower of Babel. The fact of the matter is they're not going there. They will never go there because there are limits with the Lord, and he will keep them right here because they've already made enough of a mess in their own backyard on this planet before going out and tearing down this one and reestablishing on another one. The Lord says it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Elon Musk is not your friend. Americans, the only ones that are going along with this are those that are sleeping. Wake up. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the space that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
BBSRadio.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany from San Diego, California, and I'm a proud supporter of Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty, where you find truth, common sense, and a pathway back to the core Christian values upon which this country was founded. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty tell it like it is and reminds us that we, the people, have the power.
Huh. Welcome back. Again, to the Sons of Liberty. It's interesting because I'm looking for Elon Musk's mother and the pictures of her giving occultist signs. Oh, they, whoa, look at that. They've even made his mother the, oh my goodness. Folks, what I'm saying here is they made her the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. They are putting her in a favorable light. I'm trying to find all of the pictures of her where she's giving New World Order signs. This is nasty stuff. I mean, it's truly goofy, to say the least. But folks, they're scrubbing the internet because now they're going to try to put him in a favorable light. And they've been doing that since day one. And again, people don't understand history because history teaches us that men, they loved
those that were going to be their new slave masters. They didn't put them up in a negative light. They put them up in a big positive light. Oh, hang on a second. I think I found one of them. Here's one of them, folks. Here's our New World Order globalist sign. There's just a lot of stuff out there on this woman, and it's real freaky stuff. It really honestly is. You're not dealing with normal people, folks. Wealthy people seem to have a very high opinion of themselves, and why that is, I have no idea. This is Elon Musk's mother as well. And this is C. Femi. I think it's a French magazine, and it says a cult right there. So it's not like they're hiding anything from you. It just bothersome to me that people are that ignorant not to dig in a little bit deeper. Here's another one for you I just found. Now she's given the all-seeing eye signal, covering up her eye. This is what they all do, friends. They're all a part of the same game. They're dangerous people, and they're trying to put them up as the people's savior. I'm here to tell you they are not. We got Kelly calling in from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Kelly? You are the...
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes. Okay, I want to know, do you recall or have any idea on Trump 2019 partnered up with Gaia Beans and the mission that they were going to do? And then the other thing is that, you know, we are told to pray without ceasing, and there is always so much to pray about and to pray for our leaders. And that's what I would employ everyone to do.
But they're not our leaders. We don't have leaders, Kelly. We don't have leaders. We have representatives that work for the people.
Moses, because people will not listen to God, we are under government.
We are the government, Kelly. We are the government. Read the preamble to the Constitution. We the people in this country are the government. We the people in this country are the government. Read the Declaration of Independence as a whole. I'm not contending with you, but the wording is the problem.
No, I know. No. And Trump did say when he took office, he was turning the government back to the people. And I don't think I didn't know what he was saying. I don't think a lot of people knew what he was saying. But I think a lot of people now know what he was saying.
Yeah.
And to get, like you say, back into the local government, start speaking, start holding accountable, start knowing what is being put upon us, and to shake off what is not right and to work alongside what is good.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I would say is that, and I know this is not your belief, but some Christians believe that the world is the world and just watch it burn.
Yep.
And I don't think that was ever what Jesus said.
Yep.
And that we are supposed to pray for expedience in judgment and protection for those that are of his heart. Just like the blood of the lamb along the doors.
Yep.
And so I think we're at that point.
But
we're not the first.
Let me say a couple things, though. The Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed. You know why it was destroyed, Kelly? Because the people allowed the politicians to do whatever they wanted to do. I want to say this to that.
Exactly,
yeah. Yep, that's the first problem. The second problem is...
By that, when we do that, we give our approval. When we hold our
that's
tongues,
right.
we give approval.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right. Because we have provision to deal with them for the smallest of infractions, misdemeanors. Not treason
exactly.
Like they're committing treason today. I'm talking about dealing with them lawfully and impeaching them
right.
and prosecuting them. Number two is this.
When you say nothing to the small things, then it ends up being a big thing. And then you
that's
feel
right.
individually that you can't stand against a giant, but you can because we are given... prayer, and we have given authority.
That's right. You're exactly right. I want to show something to you while I have you on the phone because
okay.
people need to understand this. When you look at the impeachment of President Andrew Jackson, do you guys know that he was actually impeached for simply putting someone to office that he didn't ask first the Congress for permission to do so? They impeached him.
Right.
They removed
him. And they hated him anyway. They wanted to find a million reasons to get him out.
That's right. Okay, yeah. Because he was doing the right thing, and it didn't go over with him because he was doing the right thing. And that's usually when you get in trouble. The new message to the people in this country is government can do the wrong thing, and it's okay, but they can't do the right thing, and then it's not okay. There's warfare. We have it completely backwards.
And we don't give accolades to it. Like, we need to give accolades, you know? We need to support what is right. But what we often do is we are busy in our lives, and we're like, yeah, that's great. Let me just keep going. And so the righteous is never upheld. And, you know, the evil is just murmured upon.
Yeah.
And neither of those are biblical.
No, you're right. Absolutely right. And the point I was going to make, Kelly.
But thank you for all you do. And I've definitely grown as a child of God listening to you.
Yeah.
So thank you. I mean, I don't agree with everything.
Well, you don't have to.
Put your creep on everything. That's how we grow, is having dialogue.
Well, let me say this. What you don't agree with me on is probably what you should listen to. Because that's probably.
And I do.
Amen. Amen. Because
I'm a person that chews the cud. You know, I definitely try and get the flavor out of things.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that, Kelly. What I want to get out here is the fact that you can pray all that you want to. You know, you can pray all that you want to, folks. You can hide America, the church, the hippie generation, the heretical hippies have taught you to do nothing but give up and offer up your prayers without faith and without works. You can go ahead and do that all day long. Faith without works is dead, as the body without the spirit is dead, James 2. Read James 2, 14 through 26, as a matter of fact. King David prayed all the time. He got up in the middle of the night at midnight, and he praised and worshiped the Lord. He prayed all the time. 7 times a day, he said. On top of studying the law of God continuously, Psalm 1, and laying the judgments of God before himself that he wouldn't offend God. But you know what else? That's interesting that most people don't talk about is when you look at King David, he didn't just hide behind prayer, man. He went out to the field too, didn't he? That's where America's missing it right there. America's missing it right there because she doesn't want to go to the field. I just gave a speech at the Capitol, state Capitol in Minnesota last week. You know how many people were there? It's probably about 100 people that showed up, folks. 100 people. Yep. As a pedophile that has been found out to be committing the act of treason that oppressed the people of the state, 5.9 million people in the state for over 3.5 years with all of his unconstitutional edicts. He was running through administrative law, which undermines constitutional law, just like policies do. The same guy that's advocating kidnapping the children of the state to bring them to another state. The same guy that's telling and alluring people into his state, illegals, and telling them, don't worry about your IDs. We'll give you cars. We'll give you incentives. We'll give you money, houses, jobs, so on and so forth. The same guy that occupies the office that we all know wasn't voted in by the people, just like his counterpart, Keith Ellison, who's hated by the state, denounced by the police, but yet he remains. The same guy, by the way, that advocates what God condemns, the same guy that's been busted over 30 times interacting, committing the act of treason with China. And there's 100 people there. That's why you're in trouble. That's why you're in trouble. You're in trouble, America, because you don't listen to the word of God. You're in trouble, America, as scripture rightly says, and I want you to hear it so you understand the process. Pay attention to the process. They feared the Lord, only in part. They called themselves God's children, but they didn't act accordingly. And they served their own gods after the manner of the nations whom they carried away from thence. If you don't look at Joshua 22, verse 4, I believe in 5, you're going to understand that you're commanded by God to keep your commandments, his commandments, while you have the possession, because America, you're already in the possession. What are you doing with that possession? You're allowing yourselves to be dispossessed because of your lack of action. But I'll tell you what, if you want to know where the people are, just go to the movie theater, drive by it. Just go to the football game on Sunday. It'll be packed. Just go to any sort of entertainment. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. Just go ahead and continuously allow them to entertain you out of your own freedoms. Because that's exactly what they're doing. What do you think this whole show has been about? What do you think? What do you think this has all been about? It's happening because the people in this country want somebody else to do for them what God has commanded them as individuals to do. That's why they're so. That's why you have this Trump cult going on today. It's exactly why. 2 Kings 17:33. They feared the Lord and served their own gods. Guys, I see you up online, by the way, if you want to jump in, make it your show, you may as well. I got a couple more phone calls to answer. 281-845-4704, 845-4704. That again is 1-281-845-4704. I wanted to show you, because I brought up Donald Trump, who's promoting 15-minute cities, if you're paying attention, and guess who's a part of that? Brother Elon Musk, the Satanist. And what's a part of that? They're also trying to bring it to a place where there's no more currency. We'll talk about that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take Margie from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Margie?
Well, Bradley, my circle is getting smaller, and I'm so sick of arguing with these half-hearted Christians as they're upholding Joe Rogan, Elon Musk. Now there's a deal with Candace Owens, who is just as controlled, promoting, get this, Alex Jones to be Trump's press secretary. And I thought you'd get a kick out of that. And the thing of it is, I just think that these people are never going to get it, so it slaps them in the face, and it affects them, And I think people need to get you, Bradley, and you know I've been working on this, getting you into the high schools and reaching the kids that can really do a change and will make an effort to make a change, where these other people, they're lost.
Yeah. Well, I think when you're talking about the Candace Owens, you're talking about the Charlie Kirk, the Ben Shapiros, the list goes on. They're not lost. They know exactly what they're doing. Alex Jones is interconnected with the CIA, his family is. And it's interesting because I have personal connection to all of that because I was on Genesis Communication Networks for 15 years. And it was always me and Alex Jones that were in first and second place as the top radio show host listened to out of 65 different show hosts. With that, I had a lot of intervention and conversation with the owner. And when Donald Trump came into office, it's interesting. Remember all the trouble Alex Jones was in? Well, what people need to pay attention to is remember the stuff that was coming out about Alex Jones getting caught with certain things on his telephone? And then out of nowhere, here comes Donald Trump, and now all of a sudden Alex Jones is subservient to Donald Trump. He never had another conversation with the owner of GCN after that. That's something people need to pay attention to. If there's one question that I get about radio show hosts more than Alex Jones, I don't know who it may be because Alex is the one that people are suspect of. He's been on television programs being asked the question, why is everybody else dead, Alex, but you and Alex will not respond to the question. And now he's being promoted. He's on tour with Tucker Carlson and others as they're promoting Alex Jones. And now what do we have? We have a Candace Owens, who's another part of the problem. If you look at where Ben Shapiro, Charlie Kirk, and Candace Owens get their money from, it will make sense to you as to why they are pushed to the front of the line when it comes to congressional hearings. And so on and so forth, why they're not being impeded, they're not being censored, they're not being suppressed concerning their information. It's because they're controlled opposition. It's because they're a part of the problem and they're pushing the same agenda. I just wanted to get that out. Thank you for the information, Margie.
You bet.
You get the last word.
Well, I just hope people pay attention and get you into their, if they're throwing their kids to the dragons in these public schools, they need to get your great word out there and the word of the Lord and tell them the truth.
Amen. Amen. I wanted to say something. Thank you for that call. I got two more calls. I'll take you guys. Don't worry about it. We got plenty of time. I think about what Kelly had just said to me from North Carolina, because when I hear people say this to me, I ask the question, what am I missing? Well, Bradley, I don't agree with everything that you say. I didn't know that I was on the show giving you my opinion. Can somebody tell me where I was giving my opinion? The only thing I'm doing is being steered, Romans 8:14, and being led by the Spirit of God to preach forth His word. After all, Scripture tells us, those that the Lord send, they are the ones that speaketh forth His word. I'm not giving anybody my opinion. So when I hear people say that to me, it's like, wait a second. The only argument against the word of God is an unholy lifestyle. So it's the part where you say to me, you know, I don't agree with everything you're saying. I'm sitting here dumbfounded, actually knowing exactly what's going on through discernment and saying, what is it that you're convicted by? Because you need to understand the Holy Ghost comes in to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment to bring about godly repentance because you've transgressed His law, Acts 20, verse 21, where it will drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. I didn't see in my conversation where I was giving you my opinion. Even when it comes to the likes of what's going on with Donald Trump, it's amazing to me, people. I'll tell you what, I've got this much respect for people out there that I thought better of. The way that people see the fruit hanging on the branches, that's all I've done, is shown the people the fruit of Donald Trump and how it is antithetical to what he says. And yet then he wins and they're elated, almost like they're getting one over on me. I'm just here to tell you, I'm not offended by you. I feel sorry for you. Because what you're doing is your reproach that you're trying to throw on Bradley Dean, what you don't realize is it's coming back on you, not back on me. I'm trying to get you to understand that you reap what you sow. I'm trying to get you to understand that your first and your last mistake was to make a man your idol, because cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. I didn't see Bradley give his opinion at one time during the show. I've only showed you, and that's all we do here, is show you the fruit. That's all I'm doing. I'm just showing you the facts, just like I did with the last caller with Margie talking about Candace Owens endorsing Alex Jones. What I told you was the fruit of Alex Jones and Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro, Mr. Antichrist himself, and Charlie Kirk, who's an endorser of sodomy. I'm just telling you what their fruit is. And if you look at their money flow, friends, that will show you how, as they are a controlled opposition. That wasn't my opinion. That's a fact. That's an absolute fact. I'm going to take Stacy from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stacy?
Good afternoon. Thank you for sharing truth with all of us. I'm just going to simply say that they're just trying to sell us something else. The left sold all these people on their side how the earth can't be protected by God Almighty. They have to go save it. And they're wrong, because God can handle the earth. And now that Elon Musk is completely a fraud, and he's trying to tell us that we need this SpaceX program, and it's insane, because there's no way, if you look at physics, I've seen what cars just at a slow brushing can wreck the fenders. No way he grabs that supposed big heavy thing and moves it with a little arm of metal. And if people want to wake up, they better do it quick, because that's just a lie. Just, they're selling us CGI again. Sorry, I didn't mean to rant.
No, that's okay. I totally get it. It's just one of those reoccurring themes here. And it's quite frightening, as a matter of fact, because people are saying, you know what, Bradley, you know, now that we won, we have a bright future. Rest easy. No, if you know scripture, it tells us to do just the exact opposite. When they say peace, peace, what happens? Sudden destruction. And I'll tell you what, there is a lot of worship going on here. If you're looking up at social media platforms right now, you can see a guy bowing down to a golden idol. That is mockery of scripture. Read Exodus 23. Or 32, forgive me. I'm trying to get a couple things in here during this conversation. I said yesterday, and I want to say it again once I find it here, because what it looks like is a bunch of slaves waiting to see who their new master is going to be, and then they get their way. And what I said back, by the way, Stacy, to all of what you're highlighting right now, I'm back to you now in thought, is as the idolatry continues and increases, so in exact measure will be the judgments of God upon the people. And that's exactly where we're at. And if anybody knows anything about history...
Fires.
What's
we
that?
We are setting brush fires.
Yep. Yep.
No way that this is true.
Amen.
Come on, people. SpaceX is ridiculous.
Well, retarded means to stop in growth. You're right in the word that you use, because it means to stop in growth. And that's exactly what's happening across the boards. In all fairness, thank you for the call, Stacy. Totally appreciate you, kiddo. Bob, B-O-B, your name spells Bob forwards and backwards. You are my friend from Texas. What say you? You have the last 2 minutes.
You had the last four of my favorite people on as your guests. Well, first of all, you, and then True Hella, and then Dr. David, what's his name, you know.
Oh, Newman, Alex Newman. Martin. Yep, and then Kurt Bowers.
David Martin, yeah, and Alex Newman, man, those are the top four. That's my all-star team.
Awesome.
Anyway, if we want to get fruit, the only place we can do it is in our commissions, councils, and boards. That's where we can defend our Constitution. And our state and federal, they're just passing statute law, and the Constitution overrides that. When those at our commissioner's court or school board start breaking the Constitution, that's where we got to start the grass fire, and we need to bring the more massive with us when we speak.
Amen. Amen. Totally appreciate you, Bob. I caught you. He's the guy that's always hands-on inside of the halls of government, and so should we. B. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3.